Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Consider a session of standing right here on the real set on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Part of the solution, I mean, that really what it boils down to, right? You got to be part of the solution, or else you're part of the problem. At least that's how I see it. I've been wrong before, ain't new. Right? I don't want to talk about it tonight because I don't want to screw it up. I need to comb through the numbers. But, you know, in looking at what's coming out of Arizona and seeing the numbers that now they're finding out were fake, were fraud, what was it, 11,000 people? And again, that's why I said you want to comb through the numbers, so don't take this as gospel. But 11,000 people who were on the were not on the voter rolls a day after the election, but voted anyway, then disappeared in December. How'd that happen? Sounds like a perfectly normal error that a computer would make or something. I don't know. Seriously, think about what they're trying to shove on us. Head up to thejoemessinashow.com, thejoemessinashow.com, where you can find it. Stories that we post, a lot going on up there. You can take the poll, sign up for the weekly news email blast, whatever you want to call it. I mean, seriously, I do want you informed, and you've got some great stories that we post up there. All right, back at it. This never stops, huh? Jeff Bezos, you know, and team came back from their space run. But what's really funny is, did they really go into space? I mean, we kind of played around with it last week, but he really didn't go into space. He skirted the outer edge of the atmosphere, right? I mean, why didn't they have spacesuits on? Why weren't they, you know, totally protected, if you would? But that's beside the point. Amazon workers are, like, going out of their minds right now. You know why? Because Bezos thanked them for helping support his hobby. I mean, really? That's really what it boils down to. And, you know, now that he's made all this money, now, Amazon, you know, last I saw, Amazon has about 40 or 45% of e-commerce on the web. You understand how big that is? I think Walmart's got about 7. So if Walmart's got 7, and Bezos has got 40, he's raking in the money. And 83% of music and books are his. Come on, let that sink in for a little. We've got total control of books online. And that's a boatload of money coming into his pocket. And when Trump was screaming about how much money he was making, saying, hey, look, I don't begrudge the guy making money, but you don't pay a nickel in taxes. You're funding all kinds of liberal lunacy events. I mean, come on, give me a break here. It's just amazing to see all of that. This is another good one. Love this. Texas Democrats are now comparing, and this is hilarious, they compare the threat of arrest after fleeing the state to slavery. Of course. It's racist. It's slavery. It's what you got elected to do a job. Do your job or quit. If you haven't got the guts to sit there and make your case, which is what you've been paid to do, you're not been paid to run away. You're paid to make your case. Make your case and sit down and take the same beat you would give to a Republican. Look at what's going on in D.C. I don't see you complaining about that. I don't see you complaining about the fact that they're not even, the Democrats, they're not even including the Republicans in the conversation. Think about that. And that's okay. They still go. They still get up there. They still make, you know, make their case. Texas State Representative Sophronia Thompson, one of the Democratic lawmakers that ran away from Austin because, you know, she didn't want the legislature to even talk about, wouldn't give them the quorum that they needed to vote on the bill. See, I'm thinking, I'd love to see, again, do it in D.C. And when they come at you and they say, this is a right, say, what about those people in Texas? They're going to tell you it's not the same. You know that already, right? I mean, think about it. It's not the same. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. It's the only way we get to fix anything is if you're part of the solution. Brad Dinkins joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I promise.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be? I kiss her and she
we are back.
Like
you listen to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, whether you're watching via, I don't know, your phone or what have you, or listening via your phone at a local radio station. I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. You know, and you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to make sure you have a clue. I go through this with you every week, and I'm not doing it just to be, I guess I am to a degree. I'm doing it to be repetitious to a degree. Because it seems like it's the only way that we really get it in our heads to make sure that we understand what we need to be doing. Let me bring out Brad Dacus. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me, or with us, if you would, because you know what? He's got the information. He knows what he's talking about. Most of the time, I'm just guessing. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
You have your mask on, right? Because, you know, in California now, when you're inside, you now have to have your mask on, apparently.
Yeah, I'm going to step outside here.
Hey, that's like a way to go.
We are
back at it again. I think we're a step away from lockdown again.
Yeah. It's really disheartening. We look at what's going on with Los Angeles. Our legal team has done a lot of research on the matter and comparing it with the state guidelines. It's very problematic, and that's why we're going to have a Zoom call at 2 p.m. Pacific time, Pacific Justice Institute. We're going to have a Zoom call talking about the L.A. County mandate. You know, what does it mean practically? How does it compare with the state mandate? How is it tighter? And what are the remedies that people may have, businesses and others, to deal with it, including churches? So.
Next, right? I mean, seriously, they may not have given us, they have the masking mandates, but I don't believe there's a distancing mandate as of yet. At least the stories aren't showing it. But that's just moments away. The same thing with, to your point with church. I mean, now they're saying, look, if you're inside, those church people now have to have masks on again. I know at the school level that they have to have, choir has to have their mask on if they're inside, but if they're outside, they don't.
Right. So it's a little problematic and very problematic for many, and it's also, you know, the fact this is being pushed on the children in elementary school. There's, you know, a number of doctors, even psychiatrists, who've come out and said this is very unhealthy. It's not good, you know, for kids in junior high. It's just very distancing, problematic. So, we'll have to see. You know,
Brad, what's our fight on this? Because look at the ridiculousness of what was it Thursday afternoon when the Governor Newsom came out and said, "Look, we're going back to a mask mandate because this new Delta version of the virus is like, you know, going like gangbusters." And I'm thinking to myself, if it's that dangerous, if it's that bad, why aren't you mandating it now, right now, as of the end of the press conference?
Yeah. Well, I know why, because there's a recall election on September 14th, and his political advisors have told him, you do that, and you're going to make a lot of people angry and motivated to boot you out of office. But there's going to be people in Los Angeles County already feeling that, even though it's not a directive straight from the governor. This kind of a ultimatum on everyone indoors, whether you've had the virus or not, whether you're vaccinated or not, you have to wear a mask, no matter, you know, if you're several feet away from people or more. You have to wear a mask. It's really ridiculous. In fact, our attorneys looked at this and we thought, what about eating? And looking at it, there's no even accommodation for eating without a mask. So
how does
looking at the language, it was either sloppy or just zealous in their desire to control and force us all to go on partial fastings during the day. It's really...
They're trying to combat obesity. Come on, Brad, you just gave away the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I, you know what? I don't want to give them that idea because they'll come out with a mandate against saturated fats in the grocery store, you know, and making it, you know, it's pretty crazy. But L.A. is very restrictive. It looks like... you know, Clark County, which is Las Vegas, it looks like they're moving in that direction as well with recommendations. The seven counties in the San Francisco Bay Area have moved in that direction with recommendations, which are not mandates. But we're willing to bet as things roll out that we're going to see these dark purple counties in their zeal for control issue mandates like Los Angeles County. And it's... should be very concerning, and it's really unjustified when you think of it, you know, Joe, because even this new variant, supposedly, you know, more than 9 out of 10 of people who are getting COVID are getting the Delta variants. Okay, they're not getting the old COVID-19.
Right.
And the Delta variants is, first, it's only one-third the firepower of the original COVID. It's not as severe. It's not as deadly. It spreads faster, a lot faster, like the flu. You know, spreads faster, but it's not as nearly as deadly. And also, a study just came out today showing that the vaccine. This was announced today. I'm not sure if it was the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. Supposedly has about a 90% of efficacy. With regards to the variant, the Delta variants. So I'm trying to find out, okay, you know, where's the emergency here? It just logically doesn't make sense, you know, and we're not talking about logic, we're talking about control.
We've got a few emails from nurses that work at some hospitals. One is a local one. I'm familiar with the person who sent it to me. And basically what they're telling us is if this portion of it is so bad, then why aren't their hospitals starting to fill up? And, you know, in 6 of the 12 I got, basically they said, there's no new cases here. There's nobody in the hospital. So if 1,000 people tested positive for COVID, it was asymptomatic, and apparently they survived because we're not seeing COVID deaths.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It is much weaker. It supposedly spreads easier and faster, but it's much weaker. Well, that's like the flu is... much weaker, spreads faster. This is actually a part of the devolution, if you will, of a virus. It mutates, and when it mutates, it gets weaker.
Right.
And so it is really illogical. It's not like we don't even have the vaccine. We have a vaccine. It's more than 90% efficacy in preventing the fatalities. So
unreal.
It's really crazy.
Now, I want to ask you, if you got to court with this and you lay the science in front of the judges, what would happen? We'll talk about this in a minute. Joe Mancini, your host. You are listening to the Joe Mancini Show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeff Bezos is speaking after taking a flight to the edge of space.
It was a perfectly novel mission. It was so much fun and meaningful, too.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, he blasted off from West Texas this morning. The rift between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Tony Fauci is growing. During a tense hearing on Capitol Hill, Paul suggested Fauci lied to Congress, and Fauci fired back.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
Gain of function, referring to research that gives a virus new capabilities like making it more contagious. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5566. Let's just bring him back on. The founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, joins me. So much appreciate the time he spends with us, the information he gives us. Brad, before we get rolling, because, you know, we start talking and we never get to it, tell people what PJI is about, how they can help you, and what kind of help you need.
You bet. Pacific Justice is a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization, and we defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, all without charge. And we're very unique. There's a number of groups out there, but we're very unique. First off, we have more offices from coast to coast than any other organization, number one. And number two, we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. So we don't just cherry-pick a few strategic, high-profile cases. That's not what we do. We make sure everyone gets help wherever the American flag is flying. And we've been around for over 20 years, and are just having a real impact, helping everyone, always without charge, picking up all the costs for these cases, defending religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of life. And if they want to keep up with our more than 50 cases in active litigation, Joe, all they need to do is just go to our website and sign up for our Legal Insider, or they can also support our ministry there, too, with a nonprofit with a tax-deductible donation. It's simply PJI.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org.
People, it is a great organization. I know people have used it. I know the information they've given out. And what I'm telling you is you have to be informed. You know, we had a, I'll say it without giving away too much information, I had an interesting school board, my own school board meeting last week, and you know, I'm on the other end of it sometimes. I'm hearing these parents who are frustrated, they're mad, I get it, and they're yelling at us like we can fix it with the wave of a wand. You need to get educated, you need to find out what's going on, and if you truly feel that you've been wronged, this is where Pacific Justice Institute can come in. You know, before I get to some more information, Brad, I'm understanding that even people who have severe asthma here in Los Angeles will not be allowed to skirt the mask mandate. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, that's a severe issue. How are they going to be able to get away with that? For real.
Yeah, and also people with COPD and other kinds of issues, you know, are just, you know, mild cases. I mean, it's anything that limits the flow of oxygen, it can really be a very serious issue. And that's, And so, you know, we're advising people in those situations on how they can get around those. And, you know, even with regards to, you know, some of the exceptions that are out there, you know, have they had the vaccine already? Actually, have they had the virus already? If so, that's a defense. And because actually people who've had the virus have an actual stronger immunity than those who've had the vaccine.
Are you saying that a defense would be that I already have it? I already have the antibodies, therefore I don't need the vaccine?
Right. That's one of them. And then also you have religious convictions. You have not just physical health with the ADA, but you also have mental health issues that require accommodation. And part of that accommodation could be that you don't have to wear a mask, maybe a shield, maybe keep distanced. But there is a number of different remedies that are out there, and we at Pacific Justice Institute are really working hard right now to help so many people who need protection under these different remedies and exemptions that, unfortunately, Los Angeles County and other government entities are really not too quick to let people know about.
Interesting. Because they're telling the school boards in particular, they're telling the school districts that that not many exemptions, I think down to two or three, will be accepted, and even those questioned. So, I don't know what your remedy, the remedy in this case would be to get a hold of somebody from a legal aspect to find out what's going on. But, you know, most people don't even know how to do that. They don't even know how to ask the right questions or what have you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's why one thing that's a really great starting point is for them to go to our website, PJI.org, and on there they'll see like sort of a rolling number of different things that we're talking about, events or resources, and one of those six or seven rolling notices, if you will, on our website is dealing with the vaccine Q&A resource. It's very helpful, and we also have even some of the resources we just came out with to empower people when they knock at your door, you know, wanting to ask you if you've been vaccinated, offering to vaccinate you. What are your rights? What do you say? What do you do? Well, it's right there.
How about you nicely ask them to leave your property? What do you think of that? I like that idea.
Yes. Well, our chief counselor came up with some other maneuvers, if you will, some other things that actually put people in even a stronger position. But it's very methodical, and it's very helpful. And so if anyone has concerns about that, they should take advantage of it. You know, we've seen them before when they had the vaccine, before the vaccine came out. The whole issue was, testing people. And do they have it? We need to take and quarantine them. Well, like Ventura County was doing this, but they were targeting low-income neighborhoods deliberately. And if the house only had one bathroom or the apartment only had one bathroom and someone had the virus, they were taking the children out in an undisclosed location for 14 days where they would be examined and questioned, often by social workers.
Wow.
That's the kind of tyranny. That's why parents need to be very sensitive to know what their rights are, because if they don't deal with it correctly when they knock on your door, social workers could be called out, on the suspicion that someone may have the virus, and the children could be taken, questioned, examined, strip searched. This is what they do. It's usually on a Friday, by the way. That's when the quote-unquote emergency usually is realized for some reason on Fridays.
See, I wonder why.
Yeah, because then they have all weekend question the kids. And then if it's any suspicion of the virus, they justify keeping them for 2 weeks. But that's why, so we have this wonderful defense. If people have it, they use it, they'll be just fine. And then they can, of course, contact us at any time. And we'll come running and to their defense. But it's a great resource on our website. It's under resources, under parents' rights. They can click parents' rights under our resource button at pji.org. Very helpful.
Yeah, people. And it is about being informed. You can't just stand on your front porch yelling at the authorities of some kind. You need to make sure you understand what your rights are. You understand what you're able to do and not able to do. And the worst thing in the world, frankly, truly, is if you throw them off your property, just simply throw them off. And, you know, to your point, there are Child Protective Services people there thinking there might be a problem. They could come back and make your life a living hell, couldn't they?
Oh, they can, and they have, to countless numbers of wonderful families. And they've taken thousands and thousands of children from great families, you know, mm-hmm. who are do great job as parenting, but may not comply with the radical leftist agenda involving social issues and you know that we're now dealing with in states like California. And these wonderful traditional families are losing their kids. So we've had a number of case examples like that we had to quickly intervene on. And you know, one was dealing with a young teenage girl. She said, "I want to change my gender," and told her teacher, school counselor. They called the social worker. They took her from the home. The state was trying to get guardianship so they could begin the procedure, the permanent physical procedure. The girl was 16.
Wow.
We stepped in, represented her Christian parents, and we won. And by the time we won, the girl said to the judge, "You know, Your Honor, actually, I think I've decided I don't want to change my gender after all." And had we not intervened and represented that family, that little girl's life would have been messed up royally because of the psychiatrist and the social worker all working for the state with this radical, blind, ignorant agenda.
But did you win because of what she said, or was the judge looking like he was going to rule in your favor?
No, we won not because of what she said. We won because we defended the rights of the parents versus the government, and the judge agreed that this was government overstepping. But
good.
But this is what they're doing. This is what they're trying to do throughout California and blue states, like you know, New York, New Jersey. Oregon, Washington State, for example. So parents need to be really on guard. They need to know all their defenses. We even have another resource called 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from CPS or social workers. It's applicable to all 50 states, and they can download that for free. Anyone who has children in the United States needs to have that immediately on hand. So when a social worker knocks on the door, makes a threatening call, they know exactly what they need to do, especially if for some reason they forget who we are, Pacific Justice Institute, or our phone number or email. They can take immediate action. And so these are some great resources, what to do when they knock on your door, and what to do when they try to force a vaccine at your house.
All right. Well, we're going to be standing up for ourselves a lot over the next few months. I am Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show on Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me bring it back on. Pacific Justice Institute founder Brad Dakins is with me. Always appreciate his time with me. And Brad, really, truly, thank you for being with me. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, I always enjoy it. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, you know, at least I keep you on your toes. You know, people usually, some shows will give you a list of questions, you know, what they want to go down. I always go, you going to be on tonight? All right, we'll figure it out when you get there. Because I figure, you guys are smart. You know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. And we won't have any problems. So,
well,
Brad, thanks
so
for being
far,
a good
so
sport.
So far, so good. Thank you.
All right. So let's hit some of the cases you're working on. We talked about some teachers that were put on leave last week. I think it was for what they had on their own website. And it's not quite right, is it? Now they've been fired.
Yeah, now they've been fired. And after the show last Friday, they were fired, both of them, not for anything they did in the classroom. No complaints about their teaching. It's because of their positions on policies that they put on a private website that they owned, that they did on their own time, not on school time, not on school property. And it's a really important case. We have a great attorney, Ray Hackey, who's heads up our Oregon office and filed a lawsuit against the Grants Pass school district But it's a very important case because it's whether or not the government can fire you from your government job because of you exercising your opinions, your free speech rights outside the job on your own private time, on your own private platform. This is very, very important. And we've got another case that we're dealing with out from Iowa. It's the same principle, a little different, but it's a gentleman who was a jail administrator for a Muscatine County jail in Iowa, and he went on his own website, his own program on YouTube. He had a number of Bible study videos about the end times, other biblical issues, and it turns out that he was fired. Because, in fact, a representative of the ACLU was quoted as saying that they knew of no one that had been discriminated against by this captain, but solicited persons to come forward who experienced any such discrimination by him. No one did. But sure enough, he was fired, and we had filed a lawsuit representing him because they work for the government doesn't mean they're no longer U.S. citizens, no longer have First Amendment rights outside the workplace, especially outside the workplace.
You know, think about how much of an encroachment this is now into your personal life. I mean, they're looking at your website. You know, this is akin to going through your mail, is it not? Notes that maybe you're writing to your cousin or a friend or somebody else, a pen pal from days gone by. I mean, there's got to be some form of violation here of your personal rights, aren't there?
Yeah. And you know, it's really outrageous because this county, they had this actual policy saying, you know, he might discriminate against an inmate at some time. The reason they gave, and they also said he violated, might possibly in the future discriminate because of his Christian views. The other thing he said is he violated the county social media policy, which prohibits, among other things, the posting of, quote, discriminatory remarks, end quote. Well, the Bible is very discriminatory about right and wrong and a lot of beliefs, and so anyone having a Bible study would be disqualified from ever working for this particular government. And so anyway, we've gone to bat for him, and it's very important. No one should ever have to choose. I don't ever want to hear anyone say, you know what, yeah, I wanted to start a Bible study, but if the government found out, I would lose my job. I never want that to be the United States that I'm living in. And yet we're seeing that principle play out in more than one case in different parts of the country. And we at Pacific Justice are taking each of these very, very seriously. And if anyone has a situation like that, they should never hesitate to contact us for free counsel and or representation.
Yeah, it's amazing what the government now, the overreach of school boards, city councils, water boards, what have you, that are doing with this stuff. Because we don't know first of all, we don't know our rights. Secondly, they don't know what our rights are or what the Constitution has to say about these things. I'm amazed at how many legislators and others that have no clue. You know, they put their hand, well, they don't anymore, but they raise their hand and they swear that to uphold the Constitution, but they don't even know what it says.
you're right. And it is a lot of ignorance, unfortunately. And some come from public schools, and
most. Look,
yeah, so it's very problematic, and but we who know the Constitution know our rights, or know of people who know the Constitution. We just have to stand up to them, and with the law and the Constitution on our side, we step up to the plate. We can usually win the ball game just by stepping up to the plate and make sure we hit every single serve that comes to us.
Yeah, again, I'm going to go back to when you look at what the intrusion, now they're going to send people door to door, and you kind of hit on that in the last segment, that you're going to have those, we're here for the government, we're here to make sure you're okay, and that you got your that you got your vaccine, the whole, and just how awkward that is to begin with. You had people where I grew up in Boston, where you had a lot of Italian immigrants there, and I'm sure some of them were there illegally. They didn't want to see the government. They were afraid to have the government come down into the area to check on them. because they had come from Italy. They had come from a fascist government. They understood what it meant, and the government showing up wasn't always a good thing.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, it's very concerning. It really is. The fact that this was the directive from the White House.
Yeah.
This isn't one little town we're talking about wanting to do these door-to-door. This is a White House directive nationally with considerable sums of money funding it for them to be going to door-to-door in American households, seeing if they're vaccinated. Well, Americans know that the vaccines are out there. The vaccines are available. Everyone knows that. We see signs for it. They want to now intimidate us, to pressure us. And maybe worse. So, irrespective of people's perspective about these vaccines or the vaccines to come, they should be concerned about this. They really should.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think people need to be paying attention to what's going on. They need to be supporting organizations like yours, groups like yours, that actually are out there fighting for everyone's rights. You also had, I think you have a case that includes an evangelical church that might be making too much noise. God forbid. We don't want to worship the Lord too loud.
Yeah, yeah. It's really crazy. What we're talking about. But we've got, like for example, there was a number of cases actually like that, unfortunately. But there's one out of, here's one out of Washington. And a gentleman who's out there in the Pike Place Market, sharing his faith, and he's been ordered, no, you can't. People might find this offensive. People might react to this, and we might have a riot. So they're silencing someone's First Amendment rights because they're not going to do their job to maintain order. We've seen this in Seattle. We've seen it in Portland. Because the government refuses to do their job and maintain order, they're going to step on people's rights to placate the violent, the Antifa, and the like. This man is a great guy, loving man, caring guy, and we're representing him. We filed a lawsuit on his behalf. We have another one across the country, actually in Florida right now, in a similar situation, who was criminally prosecuted because he was not wearing a mask where he was preaching. This is outdoors, okay? Key West, outdoors. Lots of clean air, okay? And others were doing their thing and not wearing a mask, but they singled him out and they used that as a pretext to bring criminal charges, and we're representing him. We have a great office and attorney there. Alex Bumbu is his name. Really a sharp attorney, and he's doing a great job.
Wow. What scares me is these things you're talking about and the way they're looking. You're now guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And that's the way it's looking more and more and more. You look at the fellow that was given 8 months, that was inside the Capitol building. I can't remember the guy's name from the other
night.
But he got 8 months, no damage. He didn't commit any violence. They have him on video. He was just sitting there. Apparently, according to the judge, his biggest crime was having a Trump 2024 flag or something like that that he had in his hands, which is amazing because I didn't know that was against the law anymore. And yet, Antifa, BLM, all these rioters are still walking the street free.
They've committed actual crimes, violence, harm to people, and they're walking the streets free, and they're have their domains of control to this day.
Yep.
Against law enforcement. It's a double standard.
All right, my friend, tell people where they can get more information again.
You bet. It's pji.org, pji.org.
All right, people, a lot of crazy stories out there. They haven't gone away yet, so we got a lot to talk about after the top of the hour. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in just a few minutes.